What's up, everybody? Crossroads Sports, the crossover, college football edition. I'm right. Jonathan Birdsong, as always. John, man, it's been too busy of a weekend for us to wait all the way to Wednesday to get this show going. So we're going to do a little tonight just to kind of go over the news and notes from the weekend of college football and more. How you been? How was your football weekend?
You know, man, a lot of people challenge, you know what I'm saying, my wisdom around this particular topic, college football, man. Look, I know I get it. I never played the game. But if you watch enough college football for like the last 7 years like I have, you know what I'm saying, study it, you know what I'm saying, statistically, you know what I'm saying, follow the trends, you know what I'm saying, who won what and who and by how much, man. You know what I'm saying? I come to call myself a little bit of an expert. I'm not here to pat myself on the back, but this weekend, man, we had a lot of people kind of challenge, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My personal opinion. So look, man, just jump right into it, Brandon. So we have the four teams now. There's no more juxtaposition of is Clemson going to get in? Is Alabama going to get in? We have the four teams for the college football playoff. I don't really have an issue with it. You know what I'm saying? I think the championship committee basically had to bend to their own, you know what I'm saying, wills and whims, because they told the Big 12, right, TCU in 2014, that right. they told the Big 12 that you had to have an additional game in order to be considered part of this new type of whatever coalition going further to name a national champion. And that's what the Big 12 did. You know what I'm saying? Because at the time, I think TCU was like 11-1 or something crazy. You know what I'm saying? So here we are. You know what I'm saying? They split the season with the team that beat them, Kansas State. But TCU, Brandon's crazy, on another poll, right, they played the most hardest ranked schedule. Because a lot of those Big 12 teams that everybody wants to, like, now write off, Baylor, Texas Tech, right. You know what I'm saying? Even Texas, guess who beat them? TCU. But Oklahoma. But at some point, they were all ranked in the top 25. At some point, it was like a, you know what I'm saying, a notch in TCU's belt. You know what I'm saying? So, basically, the last 24 hours, man, a lot of people were saying, man, TCU ain't gonna get in because Alabama needs to be in, deserves to be in, or Ohio State. I kind of said, and I still stand on it. If anyone wanna chime in, that's great. Even if you wanna, I still say two Big Ten teams don't deserve to be in because Georgia's gonna run over Ohio State. I'm not saying Georgia wouldn't run over Clemson. I'm not saying Georgia wouldn't run over Utah. You know what I'm saying? But two Big Ten.
Why don't you feel?
Who'd they beat? Ohio State beat. The key wins is Notre Dame, right, and Penn State, and playing a Big Ten schedule of Northwestern. Just remember that too. But
Penn State's a top 10 team. Notre Dame's a top 15 team.
Yeah. But who did they lose to? They lost to Michigan. And
that's it.
And to say that they deserve to be in over another championship record, they're missing a game. Everybody else played an extra game. I get Utah lost their – I get Utah was – but Utah blanked everybody's
– John, Utah, they were too Utah, far back. They're too far back in the rankings.
I'm just saying, Utah beat who? USC twice. Got them. You know what I'm saying? And I think they might have got UCLA. They got UCLA once too.
Maybe,
but anyway,
USC was frauds.
No. There's no way, because if USC wins that game, then USC's in and we're not even talking about it.
But they were still going to get blitzed by Georgia regardless, even if they were number four. USC.
My point here, you missed my point. If USC doesn't fold, the Pac-12 is out perfect. You know what I'm saying? Basically, ACC is left out. Clemson's left out because they lost too many games. They lost Notre Dame and South Carolina.
Clemson never deserved. Even we're lucky. South Carolina.
That's because you don't like Clemson.
But the Clemson don't deserve that. Can you tell me that Clemson squad deserves to be in the top four playoffs? Absolutely not.
Well, so again, they lost. I'm saying they lost to.
Tennessee, doesn't deserve to be in the playoff because you lost your main player who got you there.
They still were pretty good, but yeah, true enough.
But the committee said, "Hey, Alabama, who you beat, is still better than you because you don't have your quarterback.
By the rank. So, but what do you think about Nick Saban's campaign?
Listen, man, you gotta do what you gotta do in the campaign, I guess.
He didn't have enough time to campaign, man.
You gotta campaign for your team. It's cute because he put his little BCS trophy in the background, and woe is Alabama.
I think Max Duggan's play on the field yesterday was better of a campaign to put.
Right.
Justin Powell, hold on,
TCU let me down yesterday. Made a good bet once they were getting 3.5. Guess what, Justin Powell? If you would have been following our bets, you would have heard from moi, who had Kansas State, and I talked Kansas State was beating them for over a week. Over a week, I said Kansas State was going to beat TCU. So
I'm going to have to ask you about that waffle. You waffled a little bit on USC and Utah.
I went back and forth.
Cam Rising is my dude, man. If I can get him on the show, I know I can.
You see him get lit up?
I mean, that dude's tough.
And his helmet went flying off? You were probably asleep by that. You probably even watched past halftime.
Are you kidding? Cam Rising, he's must-see TV, bro. He's going to light up Penn State. He's going to light up Penn State, yeah. I promise you.
So let's talk big – actually, let's see. SEC championship was pretty much a dud. ACC championship was pretty much a dud.
I won't necessarily say it's a dud. I won't necessarily say that because of this why, man. So, Brian Kelly, everybody knows Brian Kelly. Used to be in Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? Never could get Notre Dame home in 1 year's time. You know what I'm saying? We had some doubters. You know what I'm saying? Guy, D-Cott, I don't know if he's watching the show or not right now, but D-Cott, a doubter, kind of said, man, Brian Kelly wasn't going to go down. I mean, D-Cott is also a SEC support. He comes on our show. Everybody knows this. He comes on the show and speaks explicitly about not only Alabama, but the SEC. But Brian Kelly goes down there in 1 year's time and kind of turns things around for LSU. This doesn't have enough depth just yet. But who knows what happens next year, man. It's the wild, wild west. You know, everybody in the offseason, we all know this. And LSU's got a big checkbook.
Yeah, absolutely. Big Ten Championship, John. I was down there for it yesterday.
Oh, speak on.
Yeah, up in the press box. Very good game. I got to talk to see some other media and credential members that I've known. I actually got to sit next to Scott Agnes of Pacers, that covers the Pacers extensively. So we sat beside each other the whole game. So I was able to talk to him for a little bit. I probably picked his brain too much on the Pacers. as we were talking, but overall, I thought Purdue played well. They were down by one at halftime,
right?
And if you look at it, it's touchdowns versus field goals. If you inside Michigan's 30, they tightened it up. They tight as Brom said in his press conference, they tightened it up. You couldn't push it in. That pushed them to five field goals, one interception. Inside the 30 of Michigan for the game, while Michigan had six touchdowns. That's what's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. They hung in through there. I was happy to see. Aiden O'Connell played very well. Hey, I think the Boilers hung in there better than what most people would have thought they would have. I heard a lot of people saying it was going to be done by the first quarter.
This one here included. I didn't think Purdue could score 12 points. And I'm not saying the fact that they scored 22 is some kind of validation. You know what I'm saying? Again, they're playing against last year's runner-up, you know what I'm saying, Michigan, in a game that everybody – and nobody put Purdue here. Nobody had them winning the division. No. And even when we kind of talked on our show like 4 or 5 weeks ago when it was like, dude, they got to play, you know what I'm saying, lap dogs. They were playing – they had to play Iowa and Wisconsin. And we was like, dude, they – you know what I'm saying? And we thought they would kind of breeze through, and they had some trepidation. We saw it up at West Lafayette when he saw play Iowa. But, like, man, Purdue put themselves in a position, a division champs, man, but just didn't have enough to necessarily compete with Michigan this year. And it's a shame. You think about the guys that have left in the last two seasons, right? What does that team look like if those guys are on, you know what I'm saying, with this quarterback in this time, you know what I'm saying? How special would that Purdue team – could that Purdue team – be. And even with that, man, we know some of the, you know, narrow, slim games they had. I go back to the Syracuse game. Dude, they could have won that game. And look how better even Penn State. They could have beat Penn State in the season opener. So, you know, Purdue has put themselves again as a program to watch for. But they just got to give up. They just got to get a little bit more consistent, a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, to get over the hump. More athletes.
J.J. McCarthy, sophomore quarterback, very, very poised in there, was able to run around, kind of like he did at Ohio State. And then Donovan, the running back for
he's just as good as the backup. He's just good
the
as
the dude
starter.
Just steps up. John, and I texted you this morning, last night in the bowels, I'm saying in the bowels of Lucas Oil Stadium at 1:30 in the morning, oh, I'm boy. At the press conference. And I will say I have never been more impressed at a press conference in my life of a coach and of the student athletes up there speaking, not only of the game, but the culture, the tradition, the families, the fans, the city of Indianapolis, the community, than what Michigan did with JJ and Donovan up there speaking. I thought they were very professionally spoken. They had very good comments about Purdue. Jim Harbaugh talking, just some of the stuff that you don't see, like joking around as he's leaving the press conference early and letting the student athletes speak. And it's like, I love you, coach. And Harbaugh's doing the little thing. It's when I hear about the NFL, I see it very hard to believe now that this guy is going to leave what he has right now at Michigan, getting that second chance to go back, because these guys are sophomores, and he's like, he says, our future looks bright the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years here. I'm ecstatic. I have nothing else to do besides coach these guys as men, to grow them up and to have them excel. They've bought in. They bought into their coach. I mean, what the running back said, our coach hasn't changed when you come in as a player. And he said one of our players this season had a kid. And Jim Harbaugh said, well, if you need help or anything, we'll take the kid in and raise him ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't – I was very impressed. I was taken back how professional and how great that was. I'm pulling for these guys now. I wasn't sure what I thought, but that it moved me. That press conference moved me last night listening to them. And I just – the running back was great. He was very well spoken. He really didn't make it about me, besides more about the team and the other players on the team, the offensive line. The quarterback was the same thing. You know, he gave praise. And I was just very, very impressed. I've been to a ton of Purdue press conferences. We've been to Ball State press conferences. We've been to Indiana Hoosiers press conference. By far, the best press conference I ever heard was Michigan Wolverines last night. And I just think this team is something special. They're loose. He said they've been there before. Once they got on that field last night or on Friday, they said, you know what? This is our home. This is our second home right here. We're comfortable. I mean, today when they were getting ready to announce, they're dancing and posing with the trophy in the back. Just how loose this team is. A loose team like this is scary. I was just very blown away by that press conference last night. And, to this time, I mean, we're almost, 18 hours past, and I'm still just crazy how good that was.
Man, I'm going to come off like Skip Bayless. I'm going to come off like Skip Bayless, dude. Brandon, you can win the press conference. You got to win it on the field, bro.
And they have.
Okay.
13-0.
Let me tell you something. Whoa. They won last year? They beat Georgia?
No. But they said that with a bad taste in their mouth.
Hold on,
they're getting ready to be right back there again.
Such a bad taste. I don't want the dream to fade away for you, Brandon. Such a bad taste that Jim Harbaugh flirted with the Minnesota Vikings. A big time flirt. And there's already reports, people, about Jim Irsay and his
that report.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
That report was the most dumbass thing I've ever seen because of two things. Number one, and I researched it, and I asked around in the press conference or up in the press box yesterday.
Nobody's going to admit that.
Number one, Andrew Luck doesn't need to be the one to introduce Jim Harbaugh to Jim Irsay. Hello, his name's in the freaking Ring of Honor already. They know each other pretty well. So why the hell would Andrew Luck need to introduce him and do that part? Makes zero sense. Secondly, number two, on that report that I was able to
Brandon's
get
debunking.
confirmation. Huh?
I said Brandon's out here debunking. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, here's the other one. Sorry, my thing kept saying it's unstable. Here's the other part. If you look at the history and their most recent relationship, the relationship is strained between Andrew Luck and Jim Harbaugh. That's facts. They don't get along. It was two ego mind quarterbacks butting heads. They do not get along. I got it confirmed like yesterday. There is no relationship between those two. So that's the second part to debunk that stupid ass article that came out about Andrew Luck slaying his but no. Shut up. No. Stop.
Brandon,
he's staying in Michigan.
Excuse me, do the Colts need a coach?
No.
Stop it. His name will come up. Not just with the Colts. It's an article, Brandon. So you have to understand that. He just came in the internet. He just blew into Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you. Maybe not the way that's written down, because some millennial dude wrote that and didn't check his, you know what I'm saying? You know, Andrew Luck, come on. But Jim Irsay is looking to improve the Colts. And we know Jim Harbaugh is known, the Harbaugh name is known to, it goes with improvement when it comes to football programs on collegially or professionally. So why wouldn't everybody assume that they had some type, especially when you just came into Jim Irsay's backyard of Indianapolis, that somebody had a conversation? Or, you know what I'm saying, or at least, you know what I'm saying, hey, again, the national championship is what everybody's top of mind right now. Just like, you know what I'm saying, Deion's next game, whatever, I didn't check where they got bowled, and particularly is in top of mind, right? But make no mistake, tomorrow is coming. And tomorrow, everybody's, you know what I'm saying? Again, Brandon, I'm not trying to take away from me. From my sources, right, there's really not necessarily a plan of succession behind him at Michigan. You know what I mean? So he would be kind of leaving Michigan high and dry. Now, Brandon, I ask you this. Man, they get past TCU, right? I think everybody kind of believes that. You know what I'm saying? Unless Max Duggan can pull some kind of, you know what I'm saying, magical game out of his pocket. And you know what I'm saying? We say Michigan beats them, right? You know what I'm saying? Do they have enough? They got enough defensively. Can they run and round and pound and ground enough and make it kooky for Stetson Bennett, how the hell is he here anyway, at quarterback for Georgia? Can they make it a slob knocker and win a, like, 12-9 game? That is what – and then he'll go for sure to the NFL. But can they beat Georgia? That is what it's going to come down to.
That defense is, I think, better than it was last year. And I also believe that the – offense. I think old team's better than what the Michigan team
sure.
we saw last year is.
The quarterback plays definitely better. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I'll be curious. Here's my part, and it's not a prediction.
Is Corum out for the
thinking,
season? Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, he's out for the year.
Okay.
A better Michigan team this year. A Georgia team that's good, great, but I don't think it's as good as last year's. Because yesterday, you have to believe Ryan Day, Jim Harbaugh, Sonny Dykes, they all got footage because they saw what you could do against Georgia. You can pass against Georgia. Georgia looked exposed in the
pass
game yesterday.
Hey, man, that's what you know, saying, homie that comes on from the Indianapolis record, Danny Britton, that's exactly what he said, man. I'm not buying it, man.
Did he
you
say
get
that?
Danny said that, man. He said that
we
on my
agreed
face.
On something. Oh my God!
Well, lightning strikes in a bottle. Anyway, man, this is what I'm saying, man. Yeah, that's all fine and good, but they were passing when they were 20 points down. You know, they were able to pass when they were 20 points down, man.
With the backup quarterback, Jane Daniels was out.
Georgia's gonna thump Ohio State.
I'm not against it.
CJ Stroud's too mechanical. They got a good defense. They do have a good defense. They might be able to do a little bit against Stetson Bennett. You know what I'm saying?
Bennett. But, get it right. It's Bennett.
Well, I'm, you know, I'm,
no respect.
Stetson Bennett. No, none whatsoever,
hey,
man.
Do you think if the play call with TCU yesterday, a little questionable there in overtime?
You know, they need to get NFL. You know, the more I don't want to say that, man. They need to get NFL refs. in some of these championship games, man. I hate that, man. But hell, that was a kooky little thing that happened. I actually thought, when the running back, it was in the fourth quarter, running back, they said they stopped him and he kind of fumbled, but I thought he broke the plane.
Yeah.
It was a touchdown right there. And then he fumbled. What? But like you know how it is in the NFL. Once you break the plane, you and the ball, or the ball crosses in your hands, touchdown.
Right.
Whether you know what I mean? So I thought the game was kind of won right there. Then they made TCU go for it again, and they didn't get it. And then Sonny Dykes and his freaking hey man, he's a good coach. I don't necessarily like him, okay? Because he does some quirky analytic things. You know what I'm saying?
All season long, he has.
All season long, man. It's kooky, man. So just take the point. Trust him making a stop, dude. Just take the points there. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is. They got in.
They did. Interception 49ers. Let's go. Just picked off the Dolphins. Dolphins are playing like trash out in Santa Clara.
That's why I don't trust them, man. That teammate can't travel with that. Go ahead, Brent. I'm sorry.
No, wait. Tomorrow the new rankings will be out, so we'll see where they fall in the new rankings. I do want to talk Bulls. Just a quick overview of Bulls.
The Chicago Bulls?
No. Bull season.
Oh, Bulls. That's not what? Bulls, that's who cares about?
Not the Chicago Bulls. Okay. Obviously, we had Georgia and Ohio State, TCU, Michigan. Yeah. Rose Bowl, Utah, and Penn State. Cam Rising going to get have one of those roses in his mouth, it looks like.
He's nuts, dude. That dude's a gamer. Hey,
put your bets in now if you want to, because the favorite right now, it's Penn State -1.5. Right now. By the time we pick this game, it will be Utah's a favorite. You watch. One that you like. John, the Cotton Bowl, Tulane, USC.
Hey, man, listen, Brandon Reif calls a couple. Sometimes he forgets the ones that he calls. So it's like 2 weeks ago, man, me and Brandon disagreed on Cincinnati and Tulane. It was a home game for Cincinnati. Lou Fickell's puck self. I didn't say at the time that he lost the game. They lost a freaking 32. They lost. It's a home game. They've never lost a home game in 32 games. Right. Tulane, it wasn't necessarily a layup, but Tulane comes in, rolls in. I get it. They hot from Louisiana, you know what I'm saying, got a bunch of gumbo up in their belly and beat Cincinnati and won the AAC. So I ever since then, they've been on my radar, and I've been watching them. I said, okay, they got some zip. They got some jazz. They got some defensive. They got a little bit of sauce on all facets of the ball. They really do. Don't get me the quote in everybody's name just yet. Right, I just got into them 2 weeks ago. Hell, I didn't miss 10 weeks. But the point is, they hot property and ascending, and USC is like, man, did we really get Oklahoma version 2? You know what I'm saying? Version 2 meaning disappoint. That's what I'm saying. Like
you got Oklahoma a great offense, shitty defense.
Oklahoma gets your hope. Oklahoma when he was there used to get your hopes up. And then get to like these points and be like, man, you lost the Utes. They swept you. Utah, the Utes. You know what I mean? So Tulane, if they play like, and everybody, if everybody plays, man, because you know we're gonna run into that, Brandon, where guys is like, you know, I'm preparing myself for the NFL draft, or even some guys might even want to be leaving USC for maybe even Colorado. Who knows, right? Or wherever, right? But right. Regardless, man, I think that's one of the games, a key game to watch. You know, it's an entertaining game, competitive.
Right. Yeah, I agree. USC, great offense. Whew, you don't think he's going to go to that transfer portal and get some recruits for that defense now? Because you know USC officials and alumni boosters are going to say, listen, you ain't bringing that high-power offense here, and we're going to have no defense. The script flipped so quickly. After the first quarter, I was like, oh, yeah, they USC, thank God I made that bet change. They're going to be rolling. And then, my God, and then Caleb Williams playing hurt and injured. It was just awful to watch. Like, I was like, you need to pull him because he is going to get severely, severely injured. Mm-hmm. And, you know, And it made his Heisman numbers even worse, because I feel if Duggan and them would have won yesterday, the way he made that comeback in the fourth, some of those Heisman votes could have been a quick change.
I mean,
that's what happened
what
to
if,
Tua.
Hey, what if he's – what if, let me just throw this at you. What if next year Pittsburgh is picking, like, I don't know, like 9 or 10? Do they sniff him when he's there? Do they sniff him?
No. Nope. Nope. I'll bet my entire salary for a year. He doesn't. No,
maybe
not a chance.
Brandon,
they've got their guy.
He's better than Pickett, though. But go ahead. Next
what?
Time. Next.
Stop it. Another win today. 3 out of the last 4.
Another hey, we'll have to. I listen. Here's what I said when I engaged your good friend. No, Tanner Penrod's good friend who comes on Tanner Penrod who comes on our show, right? Who you know what I'm saying? He had a decent weekend in picks this weekend. Tanner Penrod's good friend Dan Dockage. Like, he tried to say, like, Pittsburgh was a fraud on the coaching tip. And he tried to say, like, Pittsburgh was going to only win, like, 3 games. And I kind of was like, man, no. I think realistically with the coaching, with the players that they have, like, dude, it ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying, remember when my homie, you know what I'm saying, made the catch in the end zone. It's not going to be like that. Now,
yep.
But, like, they should win 6-7 games. We can roll the tape on that. I said 6-7 games realistic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what they on pace to get. 6-7 games. You know what I mean? But you know, we'll figure that out later.
Yeah, the homies. clown show. Kansas
Rickson.
State.
Rickson.
Alabama. Rickson. Tomorrow. Oh, wait. Tomorrow's bingo. Colts suck. Ursay, Gregson, Ballard.
He better answer IU.
Basketball.
He better
Boy,
answer
Boy, he better. They got their ass smacked on Saturday.
By Rutgers. And Rutgers usually gets
Rutgers
them.
Owns them.
So, like,
Rutgers
why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you put that on, you know what I'm saying, on the calendar? You know what I'm saying? As business to take care of, right? IU talking about they trying to get to the Final Four. This is what Trace Jackson Davis said. He came back. Here's the problem. Like, I hear a lot of sound clips with him on the radio now. Like, he's the voice of the team. You know what I mean? I get it. Y'all beat Xavier. That was a great win. They beat North Carolina, you know what I'm saying, on the little huff. That was a great win. We all know North Carolina kind of brings it on at the end of the year instead of the beginning of the year, right? But I used to have to go through some trepidation, and it didn't already started already with the Rutgers.
Yeah. So, Sugar Bowl, Kansas State, Alabama.
Kansas State.
You need to go?
No, we're good.
Okay. Kansas State, Alabama, Sugar Bowl. Alabama right now obviously is the favorite in this game. I like Alabama, but my question is, everybody hold the phone. I'm probably going to take Kansas State in this game because I got to believe there's going to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Alabama players sitting out this one.
What?
To prepare for the draft. To prepare for the draft, and they ain't going to play. So that's why our picks are going to be very, very cautious those days to see how it goes.
Right, we'll
but
go. That's a good matchup, though.
I've been on Kansas State for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, and I called them beating TCU. I said
it.
I thought TCU was going to get beat. Kansas State plays very, very well. I like Kansas State here in that matchup against Alabama. I do. And I think the spread's 5.5, but I think it shortens when the Alabama guys sit out.
Right, if it's any consolation, anybody, man, if anybody can remember it, Kansas in the rivalry game, Kansas State versus Kansas, you know what I'm saying, it took them out to the woodshed, and then Texas, they blew out too, man. So, like the opponents, you know, Alabama got out of Texas, you know what I'm saying, with their shirt on, you know what I'm saying, versus Texas. And then, like I said, Kansas State just took them out, took them to the woodshed. So, it's going to be a real good game. So, it depends upon, like you said, who from Alabama plays or not.
What color is Clemson's uniforms?
They orange, dude.
Okay. What color is Tennessee's uniforms?
Tennessee. It's just going to be crazy, man. Tennessee's colors are orange, too.
What's the name of the bowl they're playing in?
They're playing in the Orange Bowl, man. I mean, it's going to be a good game.
Bowl,
it's
awesome. Orange heavy for the Orange Bowl
orange
on Friday.
Heavy.
Clemson and Tennessee. Two just teams that I don't even want to watch play.
I'll watch him, man, because of significant.
Hey, what's your thoughts on Clemson with the quarterback? DJ got benched. They put in the white boy.
You said white boy, man. Hey, man.
I mean, I don't know his name.
But. When we get to the next segment, when we talk about Deion and the swag and all that, man, listen, college football and sports in general is not a let me hug you because you suck. It is next man up because you do suck. You can right. still be part of the team, potentially, you know what I'm saying? You know, that last time I checked, they ain't necessarily cut Zach Wilson just yet with the New York Jets. You know what I'm saying? But if you stink, hell, they had the wide out throw a pass today, man. So I don't know what the hell's going on with the Jets, man, right now. But anyway, but listen, man, I get he came in highly talented, as you know what I'm saying, and they kind of saw him as the next guy in because they has a succession plan, you know what I'm saying, in quarterback with Clemson. It just hasn't necessarily worked out with him to be in on that level of the Watsons and you know what I'm saying, it looks like a homie, was it Snowflake? Not Snowflake, what's his name? Sunshine down there with the Jaguars. Yeah. So they haven't necessarily played up to that caliber just yet. So that's why you say Clemson sucks. You know what I'm saying? Because they have some inconsistent quarterback play. So, you know, this is what you have to do. I mean, Clemson is in the business to win games. Like, he'll go to the Orange Bowl, right? But we all know he'd rather be playing in this debate of top four.
Right. The Citrus Bowl on January 2nd. By the way, there's no bowl games on January 1st this year because it's a Sunday. They left that open for the NFL. So it's January 2nd when all these other bowl games are. LSU, Purdue, Brian Kelly, Jeff Brom. LSU, 5-point favorites right now. Opened up at 5.38 favorites against the Boilers.
It's going to be a tough one, man.
I'm taking Purdue. I think there's going to be people sitting out for LSU. LSU's going to have people sit out. That quarterback ain't going to be able to play. He'll be out.
You talking about Daniels? He might. He might not.
He may sit out. So
he might sit out.
So I think I like that one with the Boilers there. Kentucky and Iowa, the Music City Bowl. That'd be nice one to watch. Notre Dame and South Carolina, the Gator Bowl. That's what we do in Notre Dame now. We go to Gator Bowls. I remember the days when Notre Dame just said, we're going to pass on a bowl this year.
Hold on. Stop it. You act like the Gator Bowl is the Independence Bowl or something, man. Hey, what Gamecocks quarterback? Is he going to show up? He's going to show up. He's going to show up against Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame got a defense that can clown.
Right.
I like Notre Dame. I kind of like Notre Dame in that one. And this is going to be a good game just because of why. Both these teams kind of had expectations, and you know what I'm saying? And they had some low points, too, in the season. Notre Dame lost to Marshall, for crying out loud. I don't know if Marshall won another game after beating Notre Dame. So, but Notre Dame is also a team that was capable of going into or capable of beating Clemson, you know what I'm saying, and capable of hanging around with Ohio State, USC. So, gonna be a good game, and we also know what South Carolina is capable of doing. Hell, they stood up to the Volunteers who at one point everybody thought was gonna win the whole damn thing. So it's gonna be a great game. Notre Dame and South Carolina is gonna be a great game. Must see TV.
Do you believe that the Pepsi AC Bowl? Does that sound like a true bowl or a fake bowl? Pepsi AC bowl.
Pepsi AC? That sounds like a true bowl. I believe it.
It's a fake bowl. It's a made-up one I just made up.
Thank God. I know this is Papa John's. Got to be.
Ooh, touchdown Dolphins. Huge pass from Tua. There's a bowl, John. It's the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. That's a true bowl.
How do you get his name on a bowl?
I don't know, but it's Fresno State and Washington State is the matchup for that. Interesting. There's a lot of – I always like the weird bowl names. Hey, what's your thoughts? We're gonna take you back, John. I wanted to take you back in time, back when you were wearing the platform shoes and the tall socks back in 2002, I think it would be. The old national championship game, we have a rematch of it in the other Cheez-It Bowl. There's two Cheez-It Bowls, which is crazy. Florida State, Oklahoma, in the Cheez-It Bowl.
Oklahoma, they allow Oklahoma to get into a bowl? No, I'm just joking.
Ooh, shots fired.
Now, that's the game I'm assuming Florida State's going to go in and take care of business, man, because Oklahoma had things kind of run off the rails for them this year.
Let's see. Okay, I'm just looking at different bowls. So we are going to have our bowl picks. We're going to have a bowl throughout our show. We're going to do like 13 games per week, leading all the way through bowl season, leading up to the national championship, because we want to be able to move with the lines. As the lines move, we make our picks. If we made all our picks in one show, there
Right,
might
that'd be
be
crazy.
50, 60 guys sitting out. So we ain't
Right.
going to do that.
Right.
I do want to switch gears real quick before we go. And John has to cheer on his Colts in an hour. Super Colts
Absolutely.
down in the Big D,
Right.
Jerry's world.
Good dude. Jeff
I want
Saturday.
to talk about Coach Prime. Coach Prime, Colorado. I watched the press conference today. Boy, he sold a lot. He sold a bill of goods to a lot of people there in Colorado. I watched his documentary, the video of him on campus for the first time, walking through it, seeing all the facilities. John, before I ask you about Colorado, there's a lot of people that I've seen in videos and Twitter and TikTok pissed off about him leaving Jackson State, calling him a traitor. You ain't swack. Last I shot, you could go wherever you want, right?
Oh my God, Brandon, this is so ridiculous. I don't know if it's for people for media attention or it's millennial thinking. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily have. I'm sorry, man. I don't necessarily. Have, I don't necessarily have millennial thinking. And if anybody's triggered by that, you can hit me at Three Foolish Men on Twitter, or you can hit me on my email at vampiro@AOL.com. That's how old school I am. I still got an AOL account,
Ooh.
right? But anyway, with all that being said, man. So we, the true people. Okay, I know Deion Sanders to be one of the greatest football players of all time. I know Deion Sanders, who have played for Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco, played in the Super Bowl, and also have his own reality show, and also have a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, play baseball, and also have a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, fan following and all that. So you think Prime is a, he's a platform unto himself.
Right.
So, like, where he go and walk and talk, shoot, spit, you know what I'm saying, all those things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of media attention comes because he says a lot of things and he backs it up athletically. He did, right? And
Right.
his knowledge, and the knowledge of the game, like when he was doing, like when he was doing, you know what I'm saying, play by play, you know what I'm saying, people liked him as well. So, you know, couldn't, you know, I get it. Couldn't get a shot here, couldn't get a shot there. So he got a shot, you know what I'm saying, in the swag. And you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, Brandon, like we act like like you act like Deion Sanders is a qualifier to have to watch swag football. You act like some people do. You act like Deion Sanders is a qualifier for you to support the swag football. So you know what? You know how football, okay, I'm gonna be real honest. You know how football programs are built? They're built upon don't like people giving back to the sports program. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Signing checks and you know what I'm saying, and being influencers. How many influencers down there are you Bloomington to tell who's gonna be the coach, next coach of Bloomington? You know what I'm saying? How many people down, you know what I'm saying, boosters in Alabama, you know what I'm saying, empower Nick Saban to kind of have more power than the damn governor of Alabama. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? So, okay, if you didn't know, point two, if you didn't know Coach Prime was on short term, you're crazy. As a fan, if you didn't know Coach Prime was on short term, you're crazy.
Nope.
Now, I don't know if the conference knows that. I hope the conference don't know that. I'm not talking about the fans now. I'm talking about the conference and the school. Because you had all this media swirl, right? To use, my goodness, Lee Corso, game day showed up to the SWAC. And there was a lot of, you know what I'm saying, people kind of people watching story. Hey, dude, I got in, I start watching it. It's very entertaining football. You know what I'm saying? Now, Dion been run amok. And he knows how to coach and he knows how to put together teams and he's put together two undefeated teams back to back. So like nobody thinks another employer who has, you know what I'm saying, a cachet bigger than, you don't think nobody would ask him to come over and do for what he's done for them to restore what they've done. Historically, Colorado is, you know, something we, I do. I will rip to shreds on this program right now, Nebraska and Colorado, for what they did to their own programs and why they are in the situation they are in. But Colorado wants to get back to to where they once were when Cordell Stewart was making a fool of folks on the football field. So
Cordell Stewart, baby.
So how do you go about getting that? Well, you got to connect to today's athlete. It's going to be hard to get today's athlete to come to cold ass Colorado. It's just a matter of facts.
Now when you got prime.
So not when you got prime. So it's not, I get it. I do. And guess what, Brandon? It's on those fans and sportscasters and podcasters like us. I know we really don't delve deep into the whole HBCU world. And if anybody watches our Instagram or Facebook stories, I do share content from those leagues, the basketball. I'm trying to learn more. Give your time up 10 seconds or 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. Watch a game and see that maybe North Carolina A&T couldn't beat IU, but if they played on a neutral court, could they play against a Ball State? Could they play against a mid-major? Well, you know what I'm saying? Until somebody bigger than Jonathan Burson, bigger than Crossroads Sports, I know, like, how could that be? You know what I'm saying? Suggest that these teams start playing one another, then, you know, Coach Prime's going to be a thousand. But, like, people act like, you know what I'm saying, again, you should have been using this time to get bigger and get better. You know what I'm saying? HBCU meet schools. Why wouldn't you poach somebody to come down here? Like, so again, people forget. Right. It ain't just Coach Prime that's leaving. Like, some of the assistants is getting paid like nothing. And now they're going to get paid, you know what I'm saying, a king's ransom to come. But, like, if you got a problem with him leaving, that's crazy. If you're black or white, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And if you think that you got to have a celebrity endorser, a former player to watch a league. Guess what, Brandon? Eddie George still freaking coaches Tennessee State. Kenny Anderson on the basketball tip still coaches Fitz. So people telling who ain't swat? Shit.
Reggie.
People don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So there's like support the league. If you really about it, support the league and then, you know what I'm saying, make a complaint about why can't Fitz play. You know what I'm saying? Whoever, you know what I'm saying, that you think they could, Evansville, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who do you think they could be? So, you know, it's just a lot of people are pissed, man, because the media attention could potentially go away. But if it does, then that's on the organizers of the SWAC and in those HBCU schools, my personal opinion.
Right.
Not Dion. Dion post Dion Jesus. He posted walk and save. Well, those two, again, I don't want to. Those programs ain't in jeopardy anytime soon. And from what I understand, from what I guarantee you, Dion, it's when he gets the schedule all together, like the next two seasons or whatever, they'll play the highest ranked HBCU. I guarantee you, they'll invite him to come. This is like a no brainer. But there's more and more schools already now that already got that contract in to play. Ain't Alabama playing somebody? I can't remember, like the next two seasons, something like that. Who I know or whatever, but regardless of all that, I get it. The limelight guy is gone, and a lot of people are pissed about it. But you know what I'm saying? I say continue to support what you want to support, and you know what I'm saying, you'll get what you want out of it.
Right. It'll be interesting to see who fills in the role there at Jackson State, and they got big shoes to fill in to keep that program relevant. Obviously, Deion's taking his kid to Colorado to be quarterback. And then he kind of backtracked like 15 seconds there. I was like, well, there's a competition for quarterback. So he'll have to compete and earn it. He'll have to earn it.
You know,
think about the transfers he's going to get there.
Right. Because he's about to level up into a whole nother network of type of players, Pac-12 players. You know, there's some guys
that you have more respect for now.
Dude, Brandon.
You kept calling it the Pac-10, man. You had disrespect for them.
Well,
so
much. I tell you what, UCLA and UCSC better think about coming to the Big Ten. They better stay over there in California.
Question. Okay, so let me ask you this: what do we call success for Deion in the Pac-12? What's the measurement of success? What's the measuring stick?
I would wager donuts to dollars that in three seasons he gets some. In the top, they'll be in the top 10, flirting with. Well, so we know it's going to span right to how many? Six.
Yeah. To what? The college football or?
Yeah, the college football playoffs expanded to what?
12.
Oh, in 3 years' time, he gets in there. Maybe twice.
Okay.
In 3 years' time,
because
twice.
Because of the automatic bid that the Pac-12 will have. So you're already saying Oregon, sorry about your luck. And Washington, sorry about your luck. These teams are going to be in the Pac-12 still during that time.
But who's the best recruiter in the world?
Apparently Deion.
Who's the best recruiter in the world? Why would
what
okay.
about what about? Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this because I saw this. What about all the people that say
you want to play for Deion?
All that Deion did was promote Deion, and Deion, he's all out for himself. The limelight, the spotlight, the documentaries are all on him. It's not about the players. What do you say to those people? I'm not saying because I feel it, but I'm seeing it. I'm seeing people say it all over Twitter and everything.
Deion be speaking the truth. What is he saying? Deion is saying the truth. Now, listen, everybody don't have the glow like him. They don't. I wish I did. You know what I'm saying? But Deion be speaking the truth. So, well, his own truth. And that's what they ask people to do. He's been doing this for 100. He's been doing this since he kind of popped on my screen, and he had jerry curl and gold chain and had sunglasses on at night, and he was saying what he was going to do to Jerry Rice, and he wasn't even in NFL yet, and then when he got here, he did it. So again, man, I've seen a lifetime's work of Deion Sanders, all right? So I guarantee you a lot of athletic directors, a lot of JSU support people got paid big time money, and they ain't actually go to the JSU page. Go to the HBCU Instagram page. They was singing yesterday because they was winning. That's what the fans knew. They know Deion's leaving. Come on, $300,000 to $5 million. You supposed to tell me? So you, Brandon, you telling me, man? I'm not supposed to take that because I'm already rich. You're crazy. Boy, bye. He'll be back. Boy, bye.
Purdue won. Basketball won 89-70 over Minnesota. So that was a good home debut for the Boilers.
Zach, he's going to be player of the year candidate. Well, he might be player of the year for sure.
Who was the idiot? I'm talking about just heard
national.
About player
national.
Of the year. Somebody, I know. There was somebody else. Somebody put something on Twitter about saying it was gonna be, it might have been Doug Gottlieb or somebody. I forget who he called player of the year. But prediction for tonight, Colts, Cowboys.
Pain. Or... that's a classic line, man. Clever Lane told Rocky he was gonna have pain and he knocked the shit out of Rocky. But man, it's gonna be pain for the Colts, man. Sorry.
No win for the Colts, huh?
No, man, Micah Parsons is probably going to eat lunch tonight.
Well, they better hope. Got to get the run game involved, and hopefully there's no time management issues.
Hopefully there's no fumbles.
I'm taking the Cowboys to win, but I'm going to put some money on the Colts to cover. I think they can cover. It's 10.5.
Interception.
Which one?
Mike McCarthy, this is going to be – actually, Jerry Jones might let him talk tonight after the press conference.
Your future Hall of Famer better get it together. We're getting an AFC Championship game preview right now. Well, semifinal. You better get it.
You talking about Joe Burrow?
Patty Mahomes.
Well, Joe Burrow's right behind Patty Mahomes. He just had that thing with the spleen, and now he's back on track. He's got to get the title. I get it. He's got to get the title. Brandon, I guess what? We'll talk about this a little bit more on next show. Because I know we got rap. I bet you Joe Burrow gets one before Josh Allen.
Ooh, I hope not. As a Steeler fan, I hope not.
Sorry.
So, we'll see. Anything else, John?
Big Bowl show coming up, man. Me and Brandon will be actually chopping up again on Wednesday. I can't wait. I know there's going to be some Pacer little nuggets we have to talk about then. Hopefully, man, all this Deion stuff kind of just blows over. Man, like I said, Crossroads Sports going further.
Pacers got two big ones.
Do they? They need to win.
Tonight they're at Portland, where they do not win in Portland ever.
No, well, they got
in
smoked
games
last, the
back.
Other night against, they got smoked the other night against Utah. And
How about
it'd
Anthony
be good.
Simmons going with 45?
He's bad. He's a little bad look guy too, man. He's bad, man.
But no, man, it doesn't get better for the Pacers, because after Portland tonight, they take on the world champs tomorrow, the Warriors.
They're going to surprise one of them teams.
I told Scott Agnes last night, I said, the only thing I think every time the Pacers play the Warriors is Klay Thompson going for 37 in the third quarter. It's my nightmare.
We're gonna get one of them games, man. Mather we trust, right? Mather we trust. So, no, man. Can't wait to podcast on Wednesday, man. Everybody, check for our socials, whether it's Jonathan Birdsong on Facebook, Brandon Reef on Facebook, Crossroads Sports on Instagram, Crossroads Sports on Twitter, Three Foolsmen on Twitter. Chop it up with us, man. You know, this is what we do, man. Sports is a 24-hour job. This is what we do, man. So we had to jump on here to talk a little bit of college football, just because it is what it is tomorrow. We're probably losing our mind about what the hell happens tonight with the Colts, man. So thanks everybody for watching, man. Brandon, take us out.
See you, JB. Have a good one. We'll see y'all Wednesday night.